ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. கேனோபனிஷத் சாப்டர் 2 மந்த்ரா 2-5. Let me check the audio video is good. Thank you. Iha chet avedhit ata satyam asti na chet iha avedhit mahati vinashtih பூதேஷு பூதேஷு விசித்ய தீராஹ ப்ரேத்யாஸ்மாலோகாத் அம்ருதா பவந்தி. ஸோ இன் தி செகண்ட் சாப்டர் ஆஃப் கேனோபனிஷத் வி ஆல்ரெடி சா அப் டு திஸ் மந்த்ரா இன் தி ப்ரீவியஸ் வெபினார். ஸோ வி கன்க்ளூடட் வித் திஸ் மந்த்ரா வேர் த உபனிஷத் செட் இஹ சேத் அவேதீத். சப்போஸ் எ பர்சன் கெயின்ஸ் செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ் இன் திஸ் லைஃப், இஹ மீன்ஸ் அஸ்மின் மனுஷ ஜென்மனி, இன் திஸ் பர்டிகுலர் லைஃப், இன் திஸ் ஹியூமன் பர்த், இஃப் அ பர்சன் கெயின்ஸ் நாலேஜ் இஹ அத்த சத்தியம் அஸ்தி, தென் ஒன்லி தி மனுஷ ஜென்மா இஸ் கன்சிடர்ட் டு பி வேலிடேட்டட். ஹியர் சத்தியம் மீன்ஸ் வேலிட், மீனிங்ஃபுல், பர்பஸ்ஃபுல். Otherwise, na chet iha avedit, if one does not gain knowledge in this janma and goes from finitude to finitude, accomplishing finite worldly goals, mahati vinashtihi, the loss is considered immense because one is missing the infinite, namely Brahman. So it is a great loss. Therefore, may you know the value of human life and start your sadhana, either for jnana yogyata praptihi or jnana praptihi. So when life is available now, may you make use of this life and attain moksha. So the actual Kenopanishad is over, actually, with the second chapter, because this is all the message Upanishad wants to convey. But now we have two more chapters, the third chapter and fourth chapter, in which the Upanishad wants to communicate the same wisdom for those who have not grasped this teaching. If you remember, we said there are some people who are all adhikaris who understood everything, whereas there are some others who are still blinking for those people. So for the real adhikaris, the qualified seeker, the first two chapters are straight, no problem. But for the unadhikaris, the unprepared seekers, the first two chapters will be too subtle for them to understand. It will go above their head. So the Upanishad gives the same teaching in a diluted manner. And what is the diluted manner? Like the Puranas, through a story. So that the student can enjoy the story, and along with the story, some values are also given. Exactly like, for example, Lord Shiva burning Manmatha through the third eye. That is a story. Manmatha disturbs Lord Shiva, Lord opens the third eyes and a laser-like light comes from his third eye and burns him down. So everyone understands the story part. If one wants to see the philosophical significance of this, then the third eye is wisdom and Manmatha symbolizes kama, our desire. So he is called Manmatha because kama churns the intellect. You know, atishayena matha, this is the like a math, you know, the one, the churner. Adishayena mathnati. Mathanam means churning. You know, we all know the samudra mathanam. The churning rod is also called math. In Tamil, they call math. So, mathnati, to churn. So, kama is called manmatha because it churns the intellect. It churns and disturbs the mind. And Shiva, burning manmatha, is kama, is being destroyed by knowledge. Shiva signifies knowledge, the third eye. So, prajahati yada kaman Sarvan Partha Manogatan. That's what Krishna said. So how to show what is given in the Siddha Prajna portion of the Bhagavad Gita? Through a story, the Manmatha story. Similarly, the philosophical teaching of Keno Upanishad is concretized through a story in the third chapter. So some of you might have perhaps heard this story, perhaps. Still, we will first see a brief of this story and also the significance of this story. Then we will see the mantras, which will make it easier perhaps to understand. So in this story, the devas and the asuras, they go through one of the regular battles, because the devasura yuddham is very regular, because they are arch rivals. And in these battles, the devas win. And after the victory, they want to celebrate. They want to have a party. So each deva, he talks about his glory, his accomplishment in the battle. And unfortunately, it puts them in their arrogant mode. They become arrogant. No doubt, they were great, powerful and all that thing, and have their own role to play in the battlefield. But they forgot the fact that any success is a result of not just only one's own effort, but also the result of the Ishvara Anugraha, the Devam factor. But the victory got into their head. So they become arrogant, and the Lord recognized their arrogance. So the Lord wanted to teach them a lesson and remove that arrogance. And therefore the Lord appears in the form of a bright yaksha. Yaksha means a sacred being. Yajana yogyaha yakshaha. A brilliant thing in front of the devas. So the Lord appeared in such a way that he was neither too far nor too near. If the Lord has appeared too far, then they would have noticed what it is. If too near, then they would not have noticed. If it is too near, then they would have recognized who he is. So there was sufficient distance so that there was always some ambiguity. Therefore, they were distracted by this bright being, but they didn't know what it was. So they wondered, and not able to know, they decided to send someone to find out what it is. And they wanted to choose Agni Devata as the messenger, because that is why we offer oblation in Agni. Prajapata Yeswaha Aam, Vayav Yeswaha Aam. When we invoke all these deities and offer oblation in Agni, Agni serves as a messenger or courier and takes all these oblations and distributes it according to various devatas. So Agnim Dutam Vrani Mahe Hota Aram Vishwavedasam Asya Yajnasya Sukratum. So Agnim Dutam. Dutam means the messenger. So Agni goes as a messenger. So the Lord, in the form of Yaksha, wants to remove the arrogance of Agni. And he asks him, who are you? And Agni says, I came to ask you who you are, and you are asking me. What an insult. I am so well known as Agni Devata. I can destroy everything. I have so much power. And then Yaksha said, you need not burn everything to show that you are great. What all you need to do, let me do one thing. Because you claim so much of power, let me throw a dry blade of grass for you to burn. And you can burn that. Then Agni, he felt even more insulted, because for such a great Agni, a dry blade of grass to be burned. So, but still with all arrogance, Agni tries to burn it, but he could not burn it at all. So his ego got deflated. So he goes back. Then Vayu says, I will go. Because he thinks that he is elder to Agni in creation. Because from Akasha, Vayu came first. Then only Agni. Akashat Vayuho Vayor Agnihi. So he tells Yaksha, I am Vayu Devata, capable of blowing anything. And the Yaksha asks, can you blow this dry blade of grass? Vayu also was insulted. He tries and tries, but he could not blow. So he also gets humiliated. He goes back and tells he could not do it. Then Indra says, you guys are all useless. I am the Lord of all Devatas. So I gave you a small job of only enquiring who this Yakshas was. And you could not even accomplish that. So he goes with more pride and vanity. When he goes near Yaksha, what Yaksha does? Yaksha disappears. Indra feels even more humiliated because Agni and Vayu could have at least some conversation with the Yakshas. But Indra does not have even that. But the greatness of Indra is he understood his problem. Agni and Vayu did not understand, so they got humiliated and they go away. But Indra has more arrogance, at the same time he has more discrimination. Therefore, immediately he understands that it is his own vanity that is the cause of all problems. So he becomes humbled. Where humility is not there, success cannot come. So even if success comes, before long, the Lord will give a blow. That is why in Bhagavad Gita also, when the Lord gives the various values to the seeker, the first value he gives is what? Amanitvam. Amanitvam adambitvam ahimsa kshanti rajyavam. And also again in the 15th chapter, he reminds nirmana mohaha jitasanga doshaha. So manitvam or arrogance, that is the worst enemy in any pursuit, especially in the spiritual pursuit. So Indra discovers the humility and prays to the Lord. And Parvati, Uma Devi, she arrives. Indra asks her who this Yakshas was. And this is the part of the story in the 3rd chapter. And again in the 4th chapter, the story continues a little more, where Uma Devi accepts Indra as her disciple and teaches Indra, when vanity goes, then the studenthood comes. Arjuna, the arrogant person, he got converted to Arjuna, the Sishya. Similarly, Indra also got converted to Uma's Sishya. Naturally, he got the knowledge taught by Uma Devi. What was the teaching? There is no fresh teaching in the 3rd or 4th chapters. The first 2 chapters of Keno Upanishad, the same teaching she gives. That we have to understand. So she did not teach anything new at all. But what she did? Shrotrasya shrotram, manaso manoyate, vachoha vacham, savu pranasya pranaha. If you take the first chapter, second sloka. Anyadeva tad viditatu ato avidatatu adhi. Again, 4th mantra. Pratibodha viditam madam amrutatvam hi vindate. So in the 2nd chapter. So these are all the various teachings that are given in the first 2 chapters. Uma Devi gives the same teaching to Indra. That's what she gives. Then he goes back, Indra goes back, and he tells all the devatas. So Indra is glorified by all devatas. So what we could not accomplish, Indra could. All the other devatas recognized it. So they say, you are the greatest. Then Indra says, I would like to share this knowledge with you also. And then Agni and Vayu, they also get Brahma Vidya. With this, the story part is over, which is given in the 3rd chapter and third khanda. And the first few mantras are the 4th chapter. And through this story, symbolically, the Upanishad wants to communicate a lot of Vedantic elements, indirectly. Number one, Yaksha appearing in front of the devas, that indicates the existence of Brahman. In Vedanta, Brahma Astitvam. Brahma Asti. Is Brahma there? Or Asti Nava? It's a very important question. And the Astitvam, the existence of Brahman is indicated. And in the 3rd chapter, it is Saguna Yaksha. Whereas in the first 2 chapters, it is Nirgunam Brahma. And now we should understand a few things. Why should we prove the existence of Brahman through the story? Because in the first 2 chapters, it was said that Brahman is not available for any indriyam, for any organ. Na tatra chakshur gachati, na vag gachati, no manaha, na vidmaha, na vijanimaha, yataitat anusishyate. That's what was said in those chapters. You cannot see it, you cannot hear it, you cannot taste it, you cannot think of it, it cannot be described, and is something other than the known and unknown. When we hear all these descriptions of Brahman, our mind tends to conclude that such a Brahman does not exist. So it is very difficult to accept the existence of Nirgunam Brahma. Even by philosophers, Dvaitins, Visishtadvaitins, Sankhya philosophers, Yoga philosophers, none of them accept it. They don't accept because it is impossible to conceive. And so the Upanishad, through the Yaksha story, tells Nirgunam Brahma, yes. So first lesson is Brahma Asti. And the second lesson is given through the story is that all the glory that any person claims really do not belong to that person at all. Therefore, any pride or abhimana is mithya. So the second story, the second lesson is abhimana mithyatva pradarshana. Agni, Vayu, etc. thought that their victory was because of their own glory. But they find out that they cannot do anything without the blessings of the Lord. So all the glory, they belong to the Lord only. So never have pride, be humble. The second lesson. And the third lesson is, Agni, Vayu and Indra, they could not know who the Yaksha is. Here, Yaksha represents Brahman. And Agni, Vayu, they all represent the various sense organs. In Shastra, the word Deva is used for the gods as well as for the sense organs. So Agni, Vayu, they are all Indriyas. They are also Devas. So when Agni, Vayu, etc. cannot understand Yaksha, that means the sense organs cannot know Brahman. Similarly, Indra, who is Indra? Indra is the king of all the Devatas. He cannot also know Yaksha. And Indra represents the Lord of all sense organs also, which is mind. So that means the mind also cannot know Yaksha or Brahman. Therefore, through the story, the philosophical idea presented is Brahman is Indriya Mano Atitam, is beyond the senses and mind, inaccessible, incomprehensible. So to put it in Sanskrit, Brahmanaha Durvigyayatva Pradarshanam. That is the third lesson. Actually, Shankaracharya brings out all these in his commentary. That is, Brahma Astitvam, Abhimana Mithyatvam, Brahmanaha Durvigyayatvam. Then the fourth lesson we get also is, Agni and Vayu could not gain this knowledge. They had to return disappointed. Whereas Indra, he gained this knowledge. How? Because first he became humble. Arrogance makes our body stiff. We don't do namaskaram. We don't bend because of arrogance. Arrogance actually is of two types. One, arrogance is without any accomplishment, a person is arrogant. You know, some are born great, some achieve greatness, some have greatness thrust upon them. There are some people who assume greatness, some assume greatness. Actually, this is Shakespearean language in one of his plays. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, some have greatness thrust upon them. But we can add one more. Some assume greatness without any greatness of any kind. They think they are great. So that is one category. And there are some people who have arrogance with lot of accomplishments. Indra is that category. Amanitvam, and he surrendered to the Lord. He also had bhakti. That is why Krishna says, Idam te na tapaskaya na bhaktaya kadachana na cho sushrave vachyam nachamam yobhya suyati. So Krishna tells towards the end, Gita must be taught only to the humble devotee of the Lord. Humility and devotion should be the hallmark of a seeker, of a genuine student. Indra became humble and he became devoted. Not only that, when he invoked these virtues called the sadhana, chatushtaya sampatti, or daivi sampat, or sattviki sampat, when he does that, what happened? Knowledge did not automatically come. Uma Devi, the guru, appeared. Humility does not give you knowledge, but gives you a guru. When I develop all the virtues of a student, I don't have to go even in search of a guru. Guru will naturally come. Uma Devi represents the Brahma Vidya Guru, Saraswati. Thus, the qualifications of humility, bhakti, and the necessity of a guru are all indicated through this story. Therefore, the conditions for self-knowledge are indicated in the story. This is the fourth significance of the story. Then the fifth significance of the story is, after gaining self-knowledge, Indra became greatest among gods. Even though he was already great as the Lord of the Devas, Indra became more glorious, and everyone worshipped Indra for his knowledge. Therefore, Brahma Vidya gives glory and vibhuti also to a person. Brahma Vidya Mahima is given. The glory of any jnani, it does not belong to a jnani, but belongs to the jnanam. Before knowledge, we don't even respect him. But after he becomes a jnani, everybody does namaskara to him. Then the namaskara goes to whom? Not to the person, but to the jnanam, which is Brahma Vidya. Thus, the glory of Brahma Vidya is indicated by glorifying Indra. That is, Indra Mahima is Brahma Vidya Mahima or Jnana Mahima. This is the fifth significance. And the sixth significance also is, the story serves as a means for practicing certain upasanas. We will be seeing this in the fourth chapter. One upasana is lightning upasana. Upasana on lightning. Because Yaksha was very brilliant as a lightning. Yaksha appeared very briefly and he attracted the attention of all the devatas and he disappeared exactly like lightning. So appears in a flash, is brilliant, it attracts attention and it disappears. Therefore, the Upanishad prescribes an upasana on lightning. Lightning upasana. You can meditate on so many things. Here, meditate on the lightning. So this is the sixth significance. Upasana seshatvam. The story has got link with the upasana in the fourth chapter, which we will see when we see the fourth chapter. So this is the significance of the story. So with this background, now let us enter into the third khanda. Let us in third chapter of Keno Upanishad. Mantra 1. Brahma devebhyo vijigye tasyah brahmano vijaye deva amahiyanta ta aikshanta asmakamevayam vijayah asmakamevayam mahimeti. So the Upanishad introduces the story. It says, in one particular battle, or the many battles fought between the Devas and the Asuras, the Devas, they got victory. And they got victory means the Lord got victory for the sake of the Devas. The Upanishad is very careful in its language. It does not say Devas got victory. It says the Lord got victory for the Devas. And why the Lord support the Devas? Because the Devas represent dharmic or sattvic forces. And the Asuras represent the adharmic or rajasic forces, or tamaric and tamasic forces. And yatra dharmaha, as we saw in the last chapter of Gita, yatra yogeshwara krishnaha, yatra partho dhanurdharaha, tatra shrihi vijayobhutihi dhruva nitirmatirmama. Wherever dharma is there, Lord will get victory. Not that Lord is partial, Lord supports dharma. Wherever it is, dharma, Lord will support that. Therefore, the Upanishad says, the Lord got victory on behalf of the Devas. Here the word Brahma, Brahma refers to Ishvara, Saguna Ishvara. In the first two chapters, as we mentioned, Brahman is Nirguna. But in the third chapter, Brahman is Saguna. Because first two chapters are for whom? For the Uttama Adhikari, who can understand Nirguna Brahma. So they can comprehend Nirguna. But the third chapter is for the Mandha Madhyama Adhikaris, they don't conceive a Nirgunam Brahman, and therefore Saguna Ishvara is introduced. Therefore, Brahma here means Saguna Ishvara. Devebhyaha Vijigye got victory, that Saguna Ishvara, the Lord, got victory for the sake of the Devas. But what was the problem? Devas did not acknowledge this fact. That acknowledgement is called Bhakti. Nivedanam. Before eating, we talk of Nivedanam, indicating, oh Lord, this food is yours. The possibility of generating the food is yours because the seed is given by you. and I could till the land and produce the food, that capacity of mine also is your gift only. So we want to enjoy the food, we want to remember your blessing with gratitude. This is Nivedanam. So Nivedanam is informing the Lord, what I have is your glory only. Devas forgot this. So what did they do? Tasyaha Brahmanaha Vijaye. In the victory of the Lord, it was not really the Devas' victory. In the victory of the Lord, Devaha Amahiyanta. Devas received the glorification. The society might glorify you, but in your mind, you hand over the glory silently to the Lord. But many times, people may say outside to show their fake humility. But inside, they might be all puffed up with pride. Whether one tells outside or not, that is not important. But inside, not even an iota of that arrogance should be there. That is why when people do namaskara, these are all common things when we have to observe. When people do namaskara to a noble person, that person doesn't accept the namaskara for himself. He offers it to the Lord saying, Narayana or Shiva, Akashat Patitam Toyam, Yata Gachati Sagaram, Sarvadeva Namaskaraha, Sri Keshavam Pratigachati. Should be completely transferred to Keshava. All belong to him. That is why no Acharya takes credit for himself. All is offered to his guru, Guru Parampara. Shankaracharya, he writes it in his Taittiriya Upanishad Bhashyam. Yerime Gurubihi Purvam Padavakya Pramanataha Vyakyataha Sarva Vedantaha Tha Nityam Pranatosmi Aham. He offers namaskaras to all the Acharyas. Yerime Gurubihi Purvam Padavakya Pramanataha Vyakyataha, all those commentators, to all those Acharyas. Nityam Pranatosmi Aham. I offer my namaskarams all the time. But the Devas did not acknowledge this fact. Mahiyanta. They received the glory and did not hand it over to the Lord. The Aikshanta. They thought to themselves, Asmakamevam Ayam Vijayaha. All this victory, they belong to us only. Therefore, Asmakamevam Ayam Mahima. Even this glory also is ours. Therefore, it is clear from this story that even the most sattvic person, devatas, they are supposed to be sattvic, at moments may get trapped by ego. That is why we find in all our Puranas, even great devotees, they face this problem. Anjaneya, who is supposed to be the personification of humility, he also had garva. There are stories like, you know, Anjaneya Garva Banga, Narada Garva Banga, Garuda Garva Banga, Rukmini Garva Banga, all those. This all destruction of arrogance. So all the Devas, they thought that all the glory of victory belongs to them. So Aham, see, Asmakamevam Aham Vijayaha. All this victory belongs to us. Therefore, Asmakamevam Ayam Mahima, all the glory also ours. Therefore, the Lord wanted to teach them a lesson. Mantra 2. Taddhaisham vijagnyam tebyoha pradurbhabhuvam tannavyajanata kimidam yakshamiti. Tad vijnanam, that Brahman who represent Ishvara now, tad Brahma. The only difference is what? In the previous section it was nirgunam Brahma and in this section it is sagunam Brahma or maya sahitam Brahma. Mrs. Brahman has come now, Maya. So only then avataram can take place. Nirgunam Brahma cannot take avataras. It cannot create, it cannot sustain, it cannot dissolve the world. Creation requires rajoguna. Sustenance requires sattva guna. And destruction requires tamoguna. All these basic acts require three gunas. And nirgunam Brahma is sattva, rajas, Tamo guna rahitam, beyond all these gunas. So it cannot do srishti, sthiti and laya. And therefore cannot take avatara also as yaksha in Keno Upanishad. Since the Lord is taking avatara, we should translate the word tad as sagunam Brahma. Maya sagitam Brahma, Ishwaraha. So tat, daisham, tad daisham means that should be actually split properly. Tad ha yesham. Tad daisham is tad ha yesham. He indicates the he, tad ha. So ha, that indicates, you know, it's a real story. That's why itihasam, itihasan, this really happened. That's what it is. This is what happened. Itihasan, itihasa, ha represents, you know, it's a real story. This happened. So tad brahma vijnana. That Sagunam Brahma knew the thinking of the devatas. Because where is the Lord located? As given in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord is where? Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. So the hriddeshe, the Ishvaraha, he is in the hridayam. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtaha. So hridi again. So Lord tells to Arjuna, don't think I am elsewhere sitting somewhere else above. I am in your own heart, witnessing every thought of yours. That is why Lord is called Rishikeshaha. There is a name for Rishikeshaha. Rishikanam Indriyanam Ishaha. Rishika means Indriyas. So he is the Lord of all the Indriyas. So Rishikanam Indriyanam Ishaha Rishikeshaha. So Ishvara need not inquire, what did you think? He knows. Ishvara knew what the devatas were thinking. So through that extra sensory perception, you may call of the Ishvara, tad brahmam vijanav. What did the Saguna Brahma now know? Yesham devanam mityekshanam. The mityatva, the wrong, unhealthy attitude, thinking of the devas, the Lord knew. Which is what? We have won the victory and the glory is ours. That arrogance, that vanity, Lord understood. So the Lord decided to teach them a lesson. So unlike the asuras, the devas are not, we, you know, the, how the Lord decided to teach the devas a lesson, not to the asuras. Because the devas are not incorrigible people like the asuras. There is no use telling the asuras. Yeah, they are incorrigible people. Actually, in family, in friendship, society also, after some time, we should know whom to advise and whom not to advise. Yeah, that's a problem. Since the devas are available for correction, the Lord appears. Tebhyaha ha praturbhuva appeared for the benefit, for their benefit. He took an avatar. There are certain avatars which are of longer duration, certain shorter duration and all that. For example, Narasimha avatara is of a shorter duration. Similarly, the Yaksha avatara is also of a short duration. So tebhyaha, tebhyaha means devebhyaha, anugrahaya, for blessing the devatas, the Lord appeared. And where did he appear? Neither too far nor too close. Close enough so that they can recognize that something very brilliant has come. So not too far, so not to know. So that's the reason. So tat na vajanatha, that is devaha. Tat sagunam brahma na vijanatha. Devas did not recognize or know what that sagunam brahma in the yaksha form be. They could not know. The word yaksha means pujya yogyaha. That is understood. Tam yaksham. So kimiti yaksham iti. What is that adorable, sacred, wonderful form? They raised their eyebrows, they started to talk among themselves, they could not find out. Then what happened? Tegnim abruvan jata veda etadvijanihi kimiti ekshamiti tateti. So they asked each other and could not know what it is. So they decided to send someone to find. They first chose whom? Agni Devata. Word Agni means what? Agre gachati, agram nayati, iti agnihi, the one who goes in front, like a pilot vehicle. So, te devaha agnim abruvan, the devas addressed Agni. How did they address him? Jatavedaha, jatavedaha means omniscient. Jatam veti, iti jatavedaha, the one who knows everything that is born in the creation. He is sarvajnaha. The all-knower, Sakaranta Pullingaha, Jataveda Shabdaha, Actually, the Sambodhana Pratima is Hey Jataveda. And this address also is very important because they call him omniscient. So it is ironical now. You are supposed to know everything, omniscient, Jataveda. Huh? Anything that is born, you are supposed to know. And this Yaksha is born just now. There was no Yaksha before. He is born just now. And you don't know that? So if you have to defend your title as Jatavedas, then you have to go and find out. Because Yaksha also is Jata. He is just now born. Not only that, to get things done also, you may have to praise people. And so address the Agni as omniscient. So you go and find out. Yetat vijanihi. You know this fact. About whom? Kimidam yakshamiti viso vijnan. Vijanihi. Kimidam yakshamiti vijanihi. So go and find out. May you find out who this yaksha is. Now Agni felt very good because he felt wanted, the need to be wanted is the wanted not for anything else. In work and all, people should need you. So that's the biggest need of everyone, to feel wanted by people. And therefore Agni is happy. And he says, Tateti Tatatsu. So that's what he says, I will accomplish whatever you ask me to do. I will go and find out. Don't worry. Tadabhyadravate. Tamabhyavadate kositi agnirva ahamasmiti abhravit jatavedava ahamasmiti tad abhyadravate agnihi, we have to supply. So agnihi tat sagunam brahma abhyadravate. Agni approached that sagunam brahma, who is yaksha now. And he wants to straight away face Yaksha and ask him, who are you? That is his arrogance. But the moment he went near, Yaksha was so wonderful, so stunning, so brilliant, that Agni got overwhelmed by the sight of Yaksha. And he was dumbfounded. He could not talk. He was dumbfounded. So instead of Agni Devata addressing Yaksha, the Yaksha broke the silence and says, Tham abhyadavadate. Sagunam Brahma tham agnim abhyavadate. Sagunam Brahma yakshaha addressed Agni Devata. And how did he address? Kaha asi. Please tell me who you are. And Agni Devata felt utterly insulted because most famous Devata in creation is supposed to be Agni. Even then, accepting that insult, because he has now come to find out Yaksha, so he has to still get this job done. So he says, Agnihi va aham asmi. I am Agni Devata, who is worshipped first in Rigveda. Agnimihi le purohitam, agnim ile purohitam. Every morning, all people worship me. Surya rupena, Chandra rupena. Agni rupena, ahamasmi, Vaishwanara agni rupena, Jatara agni rupena, Antaha ahamasmi, I am in everybody. In the form of all these things, Jatara agni, Vaishwanara agni. So popular I am, both Vaidikas and Laukikas, they are wise people, they know I am. Not only that, Jatavedaha va ahamasmi. I have got so many titles, Jataveda, omniscient. Iti agnihi abravite yaksham prati. So thus replied Agni to the yakshas. And what did yaksha do? Thus megastvayi kim viryamiti apidagum sarvam daheyam yaditam prithivyamiti. These are all story part. So further insult to Agni now. Yaksha asked further, what can you do? Like, for example, when you go for a job interview, they ask, what skill do you have? What can you do for me? So, tasmin tvayi kim viryam. These are all words of the yaksha. What power, viryam or skill do you have? Agni feels further insulted. But again, he has come to find out who the yaksha is, so he is controlling all that and says, sarvam api idam daheyam. I am so powerful that I can burn down everything here. When I say everything, whatever is on earth, yadidam prithivyam iti, whatever is on the earth, I can burn them down. Iti agnihi yaksham abravit. Thus replied Agni to Yaksha. So Agni has told two things. Number one, who is he? And now, what he is he? What is he? So here Agni gives his destructive power. But Agni has got both creative and destructive power. Life comes only in the field of Agni, temperature. In the womb of the mother, that is the appropriate temperature for the growth of the child. Similarly, death also happens because of Agni Tattvam only. I am such a powerful person, says Agni. And what does Yaksha do? He insults him even further. Tasmai trinam nidadhav etad daheti tat upapreyayam sarvajavenam tannashashaka dagdhum satata eva nivavrute naitashakam vijnatum ete tat yakshamiti. So the Yaksha, what he does? He places a small blade of dry grass in front of Agni and asks him to burn it. Tasmai trinam. Trinam means the grass. Trina. So, tasmai trinam nidadav. Tasmai agnaye sagunam brahma yaksham trinam nidadav. To test Agni, Yaksha placed a blade, dry blade of grass and said, yetat daha iti. May you burn this blade of grass. And Agni tries to burn, but not with success. And he started to use more and more of his power. Tat upapreyaya. He approached that blade of grass and sarvajevena. He used all his power and tried. Even then, tat dagdum na shashaka. Could not burn the grass. He could not burn not only the grass and also Yaksha both. Then Agni knew that something is radically wrong. And so what did he do? Tataha eva nivavrute. He accepted defeat. That is, my burning power really does not belong to me at all. This Yaksha seems to have some power to block that power of mine. So without this Yaksha's blessing, Agni itself is not Agni. Yaha shrotrena na shrunoti, yena shrotram idagum shrutam, tadeva brahma tvam viddi, nedam yaditam upasate. We already saw all these things in the first two chapters. We have to connect them here. The eyes cannot see the Brahman, but eyes are capable of seeing everything else because of Brahman. Similarly, Agni cannot burn Yaksha, and Agni can burn everything else only because of the blessings of Yaksha. And when Yaksha withdrew the blessing, Agni lost its Agnitvam. Like Shrotrasya Shrotram, Agnehe Agnihi. That is Yaksha. So when Agni lost its Agnitvam, it felt defeated and went back to the Deva's camp. Like the batsman, you know, in the cricket, the batsman, you know, he just enters and he gets clean ball by the first ball, mid wicket gone. So he comes out duck. Agni did not want to openly accept his defeat to the other devatas and said, yetat yaksham vijnatum na shashakam. I was not able to find out who this Yaksha is. He said actually casually and went away. Now the second batsman, Vayu, comes. Ata vayum abruvan vayavetad vijanihi. Kime tadyakshamiti tatheti ata vayum abruvan. Agnehe paribhava anantaram. After Agni's defeat, all the devas, they approached Vayu Devata. Because Vayu is very powerful. And he said, hey Vayoho, yetat vijanihi. Agni could not do this, you should do this. Kime tat yaksham iti. Find out who this Yaksha is. Then what Vayu said? Yes, I know Agni could not do anything. Only I have to do. Because for Agni, to carry Agni everywhere, Vayu Devata is needed, oxygen is needed. So I will go. So Vayu says, tadastu, tateti, so be it. Then what happens? Exactly like what happened to Agni, happened to vayu also. Even the mantras are similar. Tadabhyadravate tamabhyavadate kositi vayurva ahamasmiti abravit matarishvava ahamasmi iti. So vayu also with extreme pride, he went in front of Yaksha. And he also got dumbfounded because the same way. And Yaksha asked him the same thing as to Agni. Vayu said, Vayu hu va aham asmi. I am Vayu, the one who moves around everywhere, giving prana to everyone. Sarvatra vasi iti vayu hu, the one who goes everywhere in the form of prana, prana shakti, that is Vayu, and make everything alive. Such a popular Vayu Tattvam I am. And I have a special title also. What is that? Matarishva va aham. There it was Jataveda for Agni. Here it is Matarishva, one who moves in the sky freely. Matari akashe shvayati gachati iti Matarishvaha. Matari means sky. And Shva means the one who moves very freely without any restriction. So I am such a great devata, Vayu. And what did Yaksha do? The same thing as he did for Agni. He asked him what Vayu can do. Tasmigastvayi kim viryamiti apidagum sarvam adadiya yedidam prithivyamiti. Yaksha's question is same as before. And the mantra is also similar. What power or function, viryam, do you have? And the Vayu replies, sarvam adadiya. Both the devatas, Agni and Vayu, both have got constructive powers and destructive powers. Constructive power of Vayu is what? Prana shakti. All living beings need prana shakti. It's a great gift Vayu Bhagavan gives all of us. But Vayu does not claim his constructive power here. Again, because of arrogance, he talks about his destructive power, a cyclonic power. I can lift anything, a huge storm, cyclone, something can come. Sarvam adadiyam. I can lift anything. Which one? Yadidam prithivyam iti. Whatever is there on earth, I can lift all of them. What did Yaksha do? Tasmaitranam nidadhau yetadatasmatadedadata swayati tat upapreyaya sarvajavena tanna shashaka dhatum shashaka dhatum satat yeva nivavrute naitadashakam vignatum yedetat yakshamithi. So the same blade of grass, the Yaksha did not have to bring even another blade of grass, the same grass, dry grass. He placed it in front of Vayu Devata and asked him to lift that blade of grass. Again, Vayu felt too insulted. He tried to lift it with no success, obviously. So tatu upapreyaya, the Vayu approached the blade of grass, sarvajavena, with a huge cyclone-like power. Tatim adatum na sashaka. Everything else flew, but not that grass. And Yaksha also, obviously. So Vayu also was clean bowled. He went back and said that he could not find who this Yaksha was. And Agni and Vayu looked at each other because they only knew what exactly happened. Then Indra himself decided to go. Atendram abhruvan magavannetad vijanihi kimetad yakshamiti tatheti tadabhyadravate tasmatirodade. So Indram abhruvan, then all the devatas they said to Indra. Magavan means Balavan, who is more powerful than all others. He is the king of all the devatas. So you go. Kimetat yakshamiti, who this yaksha is, go find it out. Indra, with great pride as the chief, he went near the yaksha. What happened? Tasmat tirodade, the yaksha itself disappeared. When Indra goes near, yaksha himself disappears from that place. At least in case of Agni and Vayu, they had some conversation with the Yaksha. But Indra was so arrogant that Yaksha thought that he does not even deserve a close darshanam. So, tasmat nirodade. And when this happened, Indra understood. Being more sattvic, Indra is more sattvic and more informed that the problem is with our ego, with my own vanity. Therefore, Agni and Vayu returned from that place, and Indra, because of this jignasa, these are all important elements of the story. For example, some people, they attempt to learn Upanishads, but if they don't understand within the first one or two classes, they leave, they give up. But if one is a jignasa, he or she will continue and try to put more efforts. Similarly, Agni and Vayu attempted to withdraw, but Indra did not. This indicates Tivra Jignasa or Tivra Mumukshutvam. So he stood there and he started to think, what is wrong with us? And then he understood that the problem is only ego or arrogance. Mantra 12. Satasminneva kashe Striyam ajagamam bahushobhamanam umam haimavatim tagumho vacha kimetad yakshamiti. So Indra now discovers that the problem is lack of humility, arrogance. And when he understood that this is the problem, his arrogance goes away. Not only that, standing in that very same place, he prayed to the Lord also. So he developed Vinaya, humility, and Bhakti, devotion. So appreciating this, there appeared a very beautiful woman. Tasminneva akashe. In the very same place. Which place? Where Yaksha was there before. So in the very same place, the Yaksha represents Brahman, and the lady, the woman, the beautiful woman, represents Shastram. So Yaksha represents Brahman, the lady represents Shastram. That is, first you think of Brahma Vicharaha, but it will never work. Brahma Vichara directly we cannot do. One can never do Brahman inquiry at all. But Brahman inquiry in the form of Shastra inquiry alone is to be done first. So, Brahman, the Yaksha, was replaced by Shastra. Brahman is gone, Yaksha is gone. In that place, Shastra, that is Parvati, she stood, Umadevi. So, Brahma Vidya in the form of Umadevi. So, Tasminneva Akashe Striyam Ajagama. Striyam, Stri, Umadevi. So, Stri, Brahma Vidya Rupini Umadevi, Parvati Devi Ajagama. And how was she? Bahu Shobhamanam. Actually, there are two meanings. As a woman, she was extremely brilliant and attractive. And self-knowledge also is brilliant and attractive. So, the woman gives happiness to devotees. Similarly, Brahma Vidya also is attractive because it gives happiness to seekers. Brahma Vidya seekers. Therefore, Bahu Shobhamanam. With all kinds of ornaments. Haimavatim. Haimavatim also has two meanings. Number one, she is daughter of Himavan or Haimavati. And it also means, Hema means gold. And Haimavati means the one who is wearing all gold ornaments. So both can be taken. So the daughter of Himavan, adorned with all gold ornaments, she appeared. And then Indra put the question to her. O Umadevi, O Shastram, O Saraswati, Saraswati Namastubhyam Varade, Kamarupini, Brahma Vidyarambam Karishyami. Not just Vidyarambam, Brahma Vidyarambam Karishyami. Siddhir Bhakti Mesa. I want to have the knowledge of that Aksharam Brahma, of that Brahman. Please tell me. Yetat Yaksham Iti. What is that Yaksha? what is that Yakshas that appeared here and just disappeared before even I could approach. Who is that? Now the stage is ready. Umadevi, the Guru, has come. The Shastram that is there. Qualified Shishya, Indra, is there. Therefore, the teaching takes place. And Indra understood that the Yaksha is none other than Nirgunam Brahma. The Yaksha that appeared in the third chapter, it appeared as a Sagunam Brahma because it was an Yaksha avatara. But really, it is the Nirgunam Brahma of the first two chapters. And what was the teaching? Umadevi did not teach anything new. She only taught what was already covered in the first two chapters. That means to know the teaching, we have to go back to the first two chapters and read them once again so that we will understand the teaching. Now with this, the third khanda is also done. So next week we will go to the next section and try to complete maybe in another two lectures. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti leena sayaparasamaheshwaraha. Sri Krishna arpanamastu. Narayana.